Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, September 16th. It was warm. I was working the early shift at WGN Radio. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, greetings to you. You've been patrolling the south side, we hear.
No, northwest side. Northwest side.
But didn't you make a little detour to check out some restaurants?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. I was down at headquarters this past weekend. You know, I was realizing I've been getting into kind of a rut with my eating. A lot of barbecue, a lot of burgers, a lot of hot dogs, you know, it's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted something different. And somebody down at headquarters, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who, so if you're listening, thank you.
This is somebody who emailed you a suggestion?
No, this is somebody who was actually at headquarters and I was there.
One of your colleagues.
Yeah. Mm. And suggested a place called Yasa African Restaurant at 3511 South King Drive. It's right there in the 2nd District, not a couple blocks away from headquarters.
And not far from Guaranteed Rate Field, right?
Right, yeah, about 6 blocks away from Guaranteed Rate Field. On King Drive there is a really nice, it's a big wide boulevard. There's still some beautiful buildings, old gray stones and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
it's a really nice area. And so Yasa is a Senegalese. They have Senegalese restaurant. And you walk in there and the guy greets you like, I thought I met him before. He greets you like you're an old friend and starts talking. So I started asking him some questions about the food. And he was willing to tell stories and stuff about Senegal. He'd been here for 7 years and it was a very interesting place. It's a big wide room. They got some African art on the walls. And they serve Yasa, which is a Senegalese dish originally, but it's popular all over West Africa. And it's a spicy sauce, and it's usually prepared with chicken or fish or lamb.
Is African food spicy?
You know, it's got a little spice, but it's not hot spicy. It's not like habanero peppers or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you like... if you like any kind of spicy, but it's not bad enough that you're going to burn your mouth or anything.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
But it's an interesting, it's a very different flavor than what we're used to, because we have all jalapenos and habaneros around here, and this is a little bit of a different type of spice.
Mm-hmm. And so, is the main dish usually lamb?
Well. I think their go-to is chicken and fish. I really enjoy lamb, so, you know, growing up with a Greek stepmother, I've become to really love lamb, so.
And they have Yasa lamb?
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
Right. Well, Yasa's the sauce.
And, oh, okay.
So they have this, and I hope I pronounce it right, sauce grenier. And it's from the Ivory Coast, and this is the stew I got. It's a lamb stew, and it has lamb and shrimp, and it's marinated and cooked in palm oil sauce. The lamb was very tender. It's very easy to either overcook or undercook lamb, and they did a very nice job. And I got it with red rice, which is... I don't know what spice they put in. It's not spicy, but it's a colored red, and I thought it was very, very tasty.
You're so adventurous. I admire that in you.
Every once in a while, you got to try something different, you know. I'm always a big fan of African food and Indian food. I don't know where I got this from, but
yeah, I've had Indian food. I don't know that I've ever had African food. I maybe a couple times,
yeah.
In the past.
Well, we reviewed a place called Demerara too, up in Uptown, which is also
mm-hmm.
really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different part of Africa, though. So this is West Africa. They have this stuff called nem, which is like an appetizer. It's ground beef, chicken, and fish, and vegetables all fried into an egg roll.
Oh, really? Now, last week we talked about Italian beef egg roll.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, great,
Yeah, I've never met an egg roll I didn't like.
And they have a brochette chicken, which is a Senegalese version of chicken shish kebab. And then they have the yassa lamb, too, which is lamb chops. They marinate it overnight in the yassa sauce, and they cook it in the morning.
And so that's like a garlicky sauce?
Well, it's a little bit of... It's garlic and lemon and... yeah, garlic and mustard and mm-hmm. other spices that they won't tell me what are.
Wow. Sounds like a good place to try out. It would be fun to go with a group, test out a lot of different dishes.
Yeah, that's always... Now, you know, now that I try not to eat as much, that's always... I have a lot of fun going with people and trying out different things. You know, it's funny. My dad, when I was a kid, we did that at family dinners all the time when we went out.
Mm-hmm.
My kids don't let me do that.
African restaurant Yassa, 3511 South King Drive in Chicago.
Yep.
Good place. All right, we'll take a quick break here. WGN. Right now I'm looking at a large chocolate cake. Lieutenant Haynes, what's inside? What's in the middle of that cake?
It's chocolate and more chocolate. But it
wow.
I went to the Loaf Lounge at 2934 North Milwaukee, which only opened up a month ago, so I was gratified to see that I beat the Hungry Hound there. His picture's not... I should have gave them a picture of me to put up on the wall so when he showed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, we have to get some of those.
Yeah. It's in the 14th District, and so Sarah Misbagel, Miss Pagel, I hope I pronounced that right, who is a friend of my son, Nate, who's also a baker, is a technical advisor to the Hulu show, The Bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she sort of fell into it through a friend of a friend. She used to be the executive pastry chef at Sepia and Proxy, and she also worked at Aya Pastry with my son, Nate, which we talked about before. And she opened up the Loaf Lounge a month ago, and... On the show, The Bear, they feature a chocolate cake in one of the episodes, and this is the actual cake. She essentially baked all the stuff that he had on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She was like worked in the props thing.
Did she bake this just for you, or do they sell this to everybody?
They sell this to everybody, so you can get the actual cake from The Bear. And that's, you know, they make a new one. It's not the one that was actually on the show, but
I get it.
But it's it's a very, very chocolatey, you know, yummy cake, and it's a kind of a cool little place. It's kind of a bakery cafe. In addition to the chocolate cake, they have this thing called Coin Aman.
What's that?
It basically, the name means butter cake, and it was called the fattiest pastry in Europe when it was invented. So it's very flaky and sweet.
I love butter cake.
Yeah. Oh, I love it too.
Is this like the butter cake that we're familiar with?
Well, it's like the butter coffee cake you had when they used to get the old-time bakeries, but it's more butter.
You can't go wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah. Food on the menu at this place, too, or just desserts?
No, they have cafe breakfast sandwiches, and they have coffee and very good croissants. I love croissants. You know, I don't know why. I'm starting to develop a big taste for them. And,
well, you're becoming more worldly.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, you went to an African restaurant. fresh croissants, can't go wrong, right?
Right. So, the big thing is the chocolate cake. It's their it's their draw there.
We're going to sample that momentarily here. Leaf Lounge, 2934. Loaf Lounge, 2934 North Milwaukee in Chicago, cafe and bakery.
Wow. Yeah, it's like I said, it only opened a month ago. You could be one of the first people to get there and, you know, get the chocolate cake.
All right, well, we're going to line up right here in the studio, that's for sure. We'll get the news on the hour next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, we have restaurant news, Lieutenant.
Well, Oktoberfest at Funkenhausen, 1700 West Chicago, starts tomorrow through October 3rd, and they have beer specials and bratwurst and, you know, gourmet mustard and house-made jardinera. Mm. This is like, Funkenhausen is a very nice restaurant, so it's, you know you're going to get good bratwurst there. Plus, it's really fun to say, let's go to Funkenhausen.
Yeah, it's therapeutic. And that's 1700 West Chicago Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to mention a couple of things in Avondale, up on North Elston. Smoke Barbecue opening up a steakhouse later this year, and should be in the next month or two, I guess. And also Jim's Original, you know, they're on Union, but Jim's Original Avondale is going to be opening up, if it's not already. Let me see. I'm not sure about the opening there, but look for that also in Avondale.
Oh, well, that'd be interesting.
And you wanted to mention a wedding and something else here before we go?
Well, I was going to mention another restaurant.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. There's a place called Bambola, 1400 West Randolph. It opened this week, and it's a tribute to the Silk Road, which I used to read about. I'm a kind of a history buff, and I used to read about the Silk Road. And so what they did was all the nations along the Silk Road, which were known for the spice trade and everything back in the 1600s, 1700s, they developed dishes that use all the different spices. So it looks like it's going to be very interesting.
Nice.
And so Sunday, my sister, Kim Haynes, is getting married to Jeff Odwozny, and I'm going to the wedding. But I just wanted to say congratulations to my sister, Kim, and wish her many years of happiness.
Very, very good. You know, keep peace in the family.
Right. You know,
you got to use the radio for your own amusement sometimes.
It's also fun. My sister has spent years working with people who have addictions and stuff, and she's spent her entire adult life helping other people. It's nice to see her find some happiness. So I'm really happy.
Good for her. Look at you, the whole family serving and protecting. What are you, third generation?
Well, my mother and father, but second generation. My mother and father are both police officers. My sister's a police officer. My younger sister. And
yeah, but you eat better than all of them.
I do.
Yeah, thank you, Lieutenant Haynes.
They all ask me where to go.
Take care.
Hey, let's be careful out here.